Hey, you know how it goes. Go get that cup of coffee. Go get that virtual donut. Pull up a chair, kick off the shoes, and stay a while. Because I'm really glad you're here. Hey, welcome to Mornings with Ken. I am so glad you're here. I really am. Hey, I wanted to jump right into it. Because I'm not sure how long this show's going to go today. And I don't want my friends getting bored. But I wanted to talk about 20-something-year-olds. 20-something-year-olds, and the things that are important to 20-year-olds. And the information I'm going to give you come from the statistics.gov, and it lists the a survey of what are the most important things to kids in their 20s. So what are some of the most things that these 20-year-old kids want out of life? What is important to them in life? So let's just go ahead and get started. And I'm going to do from most important down. So you'll never guess what the number one thing that 20-year-olds value the most. What do they value the most? Having enough free time to do the things you want to do. Having enough free time to do the things you want to do. Now some of us older people, us old people, we might laugh at them and say, "Oh, you naive little kids, you want time enough to do what you find enjoyable in life and what you like to do. Shame on you, 20-year-olds. Hey, guys, I don't know. You know, sometimes the younger people, they might have a little bit of things right once in a while, you know? You know, I think if you would take that, for people in their 50s, probably, if you would have asked us back in our 20s, what was some of the most important things we want out of life, we would have said, a great job, a great career, making money, buying a big house, buying cars. But you know what? Because we grew up in the 70s and 80s. I'm not saying anything wrong with that, but I'm pleasantly surprised that these 20-year-olds, they have some value, they're placing some value on having a slower paced life to have enough time to do the things they want to do. And I know that might sound selfish and thinking, well, no, you need to work. You need, yes, we all know that. We know what we must do to survive. But anyway, whether you agree or disagree, it's a very interesting value that they hold dear. 20-somethings do value graduating from college. That comes up next. They enjoy graduating from college. So, hey, I think our society's kind of preached that for a number of years. Go to college, get a degree, and make some money. But it's funny. Getting a college degree is an interesting thing. A lot of times you can do the right things, what people tell you to do. Hey, you need to go to school, get an education, get that college degree, and then you might be applying for jobs, and then they hire the guy without a college degree. So college degree, it just depends what area you want to go into. But right now, I think the college degrees are overrated. It's more so of the jobs like plumbing, electrician, and carpentry, and housing, you know, builders and construction. I think those are some important jobs that get overlooked. But they do value a college education. Now, next, They value having a family of their own. So what's this, the third one? The third most important value to 20-something years old is having a family of their own. I wish they had a breakdown between men and women on that one, but they don't. So they value having a family of their own. Nothing wrong with that. Coming up next, in number four, well, depending on, I don't know what order this is going in, but this is going, that now we're starting to go down things that are least important. So, making a difference in the world. So making a difference in the world. They find that very valuable. They want to change the world we live in. Hopefully for the better. So they want to see the world change for the better. Whatever that means, that could be a very broad a range of things. So next, being involved in your community. And I find that true if you pay attention to local politics, local activities and things. The 20-year-olds are very much about being involved in the community. And I find that a good thing. That's a great thing. I think I would say our generation, the 50-year-olds, generally speaking, I don't think we were very much involved in our community. I think you went from the 60s and the 70s of being that if you were in your 20s in the 60s or 70s, yeah, you're worried about the communities. Late 70s kind of brought into selfishness. 80s was total greed. My generation, greed is good. That's right, greed is good. Ronald Reagan, Reaganomics. The economy was a lot better. Economy was hopping, but I don't think our generation was cared much for community involvement. Although we did have, we are the world. We are the world. We are the people. Hands across America. I don't know. I think we had a global vision there. Coming up next for the 20-year-olds, having lots of close friends. Friendship is very valuable to the 20-somethings. Very valuable. Now, that's good. That's a good thing. Move on to the next one. Living a religious life. Wow, I find that interesting. But remember, this is declining, so these are starting to get some of the least things that they value. Living a religious life, not so much. No, I mean, they're okay. I mean, they value it, but it's coming in lower on the chart here. So not too much about religious life. Now, next, running as a candidate for public office comes in next. Running as a candidate for public office. Yeah, I think they've kind of been hurt, disappointed by those in leadership. They've been greatly disappointed in our government. So they don't care about running for public office. I'll end it here with this is pretty much the last one. Money or being rich, they value the least. This one basically comes in last. So the things they value the most is money or being rich. Wow. Isn't that amazing? I think had this been done in the 80s for our generation, I think it would have been flipped. I really do. I know there's exceptions, people. So you might say, well, no, I don't think you can disagree with me. In fact, you can't disagree with me on this. I am 100% right. Us 50-year-olds, had this survey been done in the 80s, I guarantee you it'd been the opposite. Don't argue with me. You're wrong. I'm right on Mornings with Ken. It's my show. Because it was preached to us that, hey, you got to have the right kind of style. You got to have that polo shirt with the alligator on the on the lapel or whatever. You got to have the what jeans? Jordache jeans for you girls. Guys, you got to have some whitewashed jeans, or I don't know what kind of jeans. I never was in style. But, you know, you got to have the flashy car. You got to have the nice flashy haircut. You know, but I love the 80s. Don't get me wrong. I love the 80s. But our value system was a little wacky. I think the older we get, we got a little bit better. But I think the 20-year-olds, I will say this about the 20-year-olds. At least, you notice how they're people. They value people over money. You notice that? They value people. Because even like the number one, it comes into the number one answer, having enough time to do the things you want to do. And family. So that involves people. And then they talk about community. So they're valuing others and being with others rather than what we were taught graduating from high school. Hey, go out there and work 9 to 5, or you know, work 9 to 8, 9 to 9 if you have to. Go make that living, because you got to buy that house on Broad Boulevard. You got to buy that house up in the suburbs. You got to show success. Hey, you got to have 3 cars in the driveway, but you only drive one. Where's that Jaguar? Where's that, you know? And if you guys have those things, people in my audience out there, I'm not criticizing. Believe me, I'm not. But I'm just throwing out wild examples. Because we were taught the bigger, the better. The, you know, oh, man, if your coworker at work, oh, he just bought that, you know, 8-bedroom, 3 baths, and a pool house. Oh, man, you're going to have, now you're going to have to upgrade to something better than your coworker. And don't deny it. You know that happens. You know that happens. So I give a little bit of credit to the 20-year-olds. I think their values are a little bit better than where our values were at that time. So, hey, you 20-year-olds, good job. All right, let's take a break. I'll be right back. We'll be right back. All right, let's see. I don't know how much time I got. I got stuff to do this morning. Guys, I don't have time just to sit around and chat with you guys all morning long. I do have a regular job, you know. I mean, this isn't the Joe Rogan show, you know. I mean, this guy's got to work for a living. But, no, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it. Hey, real quick. Me and my wife went out to lunch this past Sunday. You know, Sundays, we don't like coming home and cooking on Sunday. So we went out. We eat out too much anyway. We need to stop. And this is why we're going to stop. We went out to a huge Chinese restaurant chain. Chain restaurant. So, you know, fast food. It's fast food, though, right? I won't name the name because, you know, I'm not going to. And we order our food. We, you know, we get the, I got some shrimp with some fried rice. My wife got some kind of a chicken with fried rice. And we get back to our table, start eating. The rice is like mush. So the rice has like been overcooked and probably sat on a warmer to where it's soggy. It's like, oh, it was just disgusting. It was disgusting. And, I think the meal cost us $26 altogether. I felt like I literally just threw $26 down the drain. Like, I just threw it out the door because it was terrible. It was, even the shrimp was kind of disgusting. The whole meal was just awful. But again, this is Chinese fast food, right? Chinese fast food, chain restaurant. And me and my wife were talking about that. And we're like, you know what? You can't really blame the workers. I mean, you can, but here's where we were going with that. We both kind of agreed. The workers, they're overworked when they arrive at work, because you know the people that they hired didn't show up that day, right? Like, they probably had 2-3 people call off. Then you get, you know, with DoorDash, you know, people were ordering food on apps and then trying to do, so then the drive-through window, then the people inside the restaurant, they're doing all they could do to keep up with the people who showed up for work that day, I'm assuming. So, you know, and because the job market is what this, oh, I wish I had more time. I'll go into this longer. But because the job market is what it is, and the economy is horrid now, where are these kids going to work at? There's no more Goodyear, Firestone, Hoover plant. There's no Timken Steel. Those places don't really produce anything nowadays. So where are these kids really going to work in order to make a car payment, car insurance, rent, rental insurance, phone bill, cell phone bill? You know, it's too much. There's not enough money out there just to meet the basic cost. I mean, have you tried looking at rent these days? And you want these kids, like, they're supposed to, they can't work at the factory anymore. There are no factories anymore. Barely. I mean, barely. And then, see, here's the thing. The job market never keeps up with the cost of living. And nobody wants to take the hit. Now, if you're a business owner, of course you're not going to take the hit. This is your business. Like, this is your livelihood. This is, you know, this is your business. You want to grow this business. You want to succeed. You want to make, you know, lots of money. If you're a very huge company, you got your stakeholders to report to and show profits and all that. So the employee near the bottom, they're the ones that really feel this, the effect of the economy. Because those at the top, I mean, they might have to scale back on something. Maybe, and I'm not trying to create a caste system or make class warfare, but those people that's hit the most are those at the bottom. So getting back to these 20-somethings, no wonder they value family and friends and time and things they like to do, because they realize as hard as they work and as, you know, as much effort they put into them, they have their choices for jobs right now. I mean, there are exceptions, so I know people are going to think, yeah, but I know a place who's hiring, blah, blah, blah. But the places that are hiring are not allowing a worker to cover the basic expense of life. It's as simple as this. If your rent's around a Akron, Canton area, rent's anywhere from $900 to over $1,000 a month rent. Dude, where are these 20-year-olds going to work to cover just the rent itself, electric, gas, you know, sewage, you know, gas for the vehicles? Guys, their wage isn't going to cover that. So no wonder they value people over things, because they have to. They have no choice. They've given up on realizing the American dream. There is no American dream. There are exceptions. But when you have millions of people fighting over that same American dream, very few are going to be able to touch that American dream. I know all you friends out there, you're going to think I'm a liberal now. You're going to throw stones at me. You're going to call me a bleeding heart liberal. I'm not. And you know what? My work hard, go to work every day, put in a great days of work for your employer, work your butt off, and maybe work two jobs if you have to. Whatever you need to do. So I'm not saying you shouldn't work hard. Work hard. But it becomes a reality. How much of your life are you going to work away for things that are going to be destroyed? How much of your time are you going to give away into a square building making widgets for profits you'll never see? And yet, you know, hey, guys, we need you to work 60 hours this week. Guys, we're working Saturday and we're working a half a day on Sunday. So, you know, you're working 60, 70 hours this week. And do you think ownership is in the building? Do you think ownership, or is ownership out in their vacation home for the weekend? And again, if someone can afford to do that, God bless them. But do you understand, looking at it from the other guy's eyes, do you see what's causing them to value the things that they value? They're not going to value those widgets that they're pushing out because there's not much of a benefit for them. If their benefit is just being able to keep the lights on in their house for another month and not being a half month behind on their rent or whatever, what's the motivation, for lack of a better word? If it's just survival mode, just necessities of something in their belly and something from letting the elements keeping them out of the elements, what is their a hope. What were they hoping on? All right, I'm gonna stop there, and I'll join you tomorrow or another day. You'll never know when Mornings with Ken will be back on the air. Bye-bye now. Jesus drove a Cadillac. I'm sure it was pure gold. Its dash made of leather and seats tucked in rolled. Why else would his children have so many things? Like big old fancy houses and massive diamond rings.